We all have stories of loss, suffering, pain, and waiting, but there are also many stories of the goodness and kindness of God, stories of courage, stories of hope. Restoring Hope is about being reminded that we are not alone and that there is freedom on the other side of our waiting. Psalm 130 verse 7, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption. I'm your host, Charlene Saker. Let's go on this journey together. Good morning. You're listening to Impact 103. I'm Charlene Saker, and I'm joined here by a very special lady. She is a clinical psychologist. She's the founder of Rishile Health Solutions, based in Brooklyn, and just an amazing lady who loves the Lord, who is a great mom. She actually happens to be the mother of my little boy's best friend in the whole world, Kumo. So it's so fitting that we met each other, and she also is just so well qualified. She specializes in mental health, also substance abuse programs, but I'm going to let her tell us what she does and just encourage us. We've been talking about Women's Month and just about authentic womanhood, and I think mental health is a very big part of that, embracing who you are. And so, Malebo, tell us a bit about yourself.
It's like you've already done the introduction for me.
No, we want to hear from you.
All right. Thank you so much for hosting me this morning. I'm Dr. Malebo Mashaba. I'm the clinical psychologist. So I run my own private practice as a psychologist. And also, as you've said, I'm also the founder of Rishile Health Solutions, which on a bigger scale, we focus on mental health, specifically on employee health and wellness in corporates. So our clients are corporate schools as well as government departments. And I'm also a founder of Action for Change, where we mainly focus on adolescents who are addicted to any kind of substance, but mainly it's for Nyaupe. Because that was one of the passion I had when I did my PhD. So my PhD was on Nyaupe. So that's where I developed more interest into substance abuse, hence Action for Change. And also both Rishile Health Group and Action for Change, these are redemptive businesses where the Lord is at the center of everything that we do. We are all about impact. Yes, and changing people's life, touching people's life, you know. If you can just change only one person at a time, at least we are all coming or going closer to where we want to be as a nation. Yeah. So yeah, that is me in a nutshell. One would say it's not much, but I'm very busy.
No, it sounds like a very big nutshell, like three different organizations, yeah. And then never mind motherhood and all of that. So wow.
Yes, you, most definitely.
Yeah, I can imagine you're very busy. We're going to carry on chatting to Dr. Malebo Mashaba in a moment, so don't go anywhere as we chat about women, mental health, and all things authenticity and womanhood. We are here chatting to the amazing Dr. Malebo Mashaba. She's a clinical psychologist and a very busy woman. We don't even have time to list everything that she does because it's a lot. But I just love your passion for helping people. And you spoke about healing people with what you do, and I think spiritually and mental health. But I'm interested, as we talk about Women's Month specifically, what would you say the biggest mental health challenges are that women face in particular?
It's depression. Because it plays around women, and mostly it manifests through physical problems. You'll have someone who reports, let's say, to a clinic with high blood pressure, chest pains, or migraines for that matter. And when you dig deeper into the matter, you find that there are underlying issues, psychological issues, emotional issues that are not addressed. Yeah. And mostly this plays around within a context of marriage and relationships.
Yeah.
So, and you know, as women, besides the fact that there is competition in the society, issues related to gender, as women, we, like any other human being, we want to thrive and self-actualize and, you know, achieve certain levels of status for ourselves personally. But also the most important thing is that that I want to emphasize is that you can never be at your best if you don't address who you are. Because most of us, we go around rolling and rolling and rolling, moving from one relationship to another, moving from one issue to another without having taking the time to pause and reflect on all the journeys, all the challenges that we face, and nurture them and embrace them and work on ourselves. Because we know that with different cultural background, we will have people that it is not normal to be sharing your issues or telling other people what your challenges may be. But, you know, in this era and time, that's what we've been doing throughout this Women's Month, to say mental health issues are not only issues that should be discussed during this month.
Yeah,
you know, even when Women's Month ends, this is something that affects everyone, all humanity. It cuts across all humanity. We ought to address it. So we've seen that with depression. And remember, with depression, it's more it has more to do with your emotional well-being and affects you psychologically. You end up also occupationally being unable to function.
Yeah.
Because remember, there must be a work-life balance podium there where you're functioning as a mother.
Yeah.
Or you're functioning as a partner, you're functioning as an employee, as a manager, all these other roles that you're occupying. But first, for that person to function outside of you, you must be able to anchor yourself.
Yeah.
Who are you? What is your purpose? What are your life principles? What are your values? Because that will determine how you manage issues. Because when you get to a point where you are depressed, it's an indication that there is a certain area of your life that is not balanced.
Yeah.
Because we've got spiritual, we've got economical, educational, emotional, all this form of the wholeness. It's a holistic approach. So you can be highly spiritual, but if there is any other, let's say emotionally, you're not balanced.
Yeah.
You can pray all you want, but if you're not gone after the prayer, you do not have the implementation or the more action kind of orientation to take charge of your life after prayer. You end up praying, but, you know, not being fruitful. That's what we'll say. So there must be a balance that you acknowledge that I'm also a human being. If I'm not happy, I'm not feeling well about a certain thing, I must be able to voice whatever challenge that I have. For example, I've expressed that depression mostly comes as it plays around within the context of relationship and marriages. I'll start first with marriages because that's where we have a kind of a seesaw activity taking place there, because we know all the stigma around divorce.
Yeah.
We know the stigma around going out and seeking help, you know. Yeah. And in a marriage context, one partner might think you are the problem. And all the time what we say in therapy is that we consider a problem like a cake.
Yeah.
So we say, let's put it on the table. What do we do with the cake when it's on the table?
Cut it up.
We cut it up. And when we cut it up, it means we're all going to take our slices, right?
Yeah.
It means we all ought to take responsibility. Because for something to play out, it means there must have been players.
Yeah.
So how do we sort that out? How does a team get to score if they're not going to play together, take their positions? So it's very important that once you've anchored yourself to know what is it, what are your values, what are your relationship principles as a person before. Because remember, as women, we tend to define ourselves based on the man in my life, based on the work that I do, based on the position that I occupy.
Yes.
But what about you? Because your identity must start first with you.
Yes.
You must be able to sit with yourself comfortably without that man, without that business, without that friend, without that career.
Mm.
But most of us as women, we struggle with that. We find that when I am going to relate something in my life, there must be something external, which is an external locus of control. And once that thing is removed, we immediately collapse. Why? Because our identity or our dependency was on something else or someone else. But then it means it's a reflection that, you know, you need to do an inside job.
Yeah.
Discover what is it in me that I'm not giving attention? What is it in me that I'm not nurturing? Because for you to be able to nurture someone, whether it's in business, to excel in business, to excel in any community project, to excel in a relationship, you must be able to excel as an individual person. So hence, we see a whole lot of depressive symptoms. Even if we have not made the diagnosis yet, but a lot of presentation will be symptoms related to depression, loss of interest in activities that they used to do before, you know, you move from one relationship to another, and then you become toxic there. Because we must not also shy away from the fact that in as much as we say men are toxic, we've got broken men, we also have got broken women. We've got toxic women. You know, and toxic women who also become so impactful to men who are healthy, who are looking for, you know, a healthy woman, a sensible woman, a mature woman. But, you know, here he is, meet this woman who's so toxic or broken. And it's more of the same. Because in society, and right now when it's Women's Month, we tend to be preaching to say we are the victims all the time. You know,
and we're women, fine just as we are.
Yes, exactly. You know, we are in Bokoto and all that.
Yeah.
But there are things as women as well that are toxic. There are dark areas in our lives that we need to face and address. Because the same way a man can do that to you, as women, we also do that. We are all human beings. But it's only when we get to a point of taking responsibility to say, I can also be the one responsible for creating this problem to exist. But also take ownership of your own healing.
Yeah.
That matters the most. Your own healing. No one is going to heal you. No amount of money is going to heal you. No amount of you know, all the luxuries of fleshly desires going to heal that pain. Because at the end of the day, when you sit on that, lie on that bed, you are the only one who goes back and replay that record over and over again. So we need to take ownership towards our healing journey.
I'm worried. There were so many profound things there. I'm going to have to listen back to this. But yeah, I'm going to take a moment, but I think there are just a few really amazing nuggets of gold. I can see a few people are asking here. Please share her details, because the wisdom coming from you right now is just amazing. But we'll be back with her in a moment. Center Stage by Sean Rodriguez. We're carrying on this amazing conversation with Dr. Malebo Mashaba, clinical psychologist, and talking about mental health in women. And I will make sure that this is available on podcasts, because I think it's something I want to go back and listen to. It's always hard when we have just a short while to talk. But I think for me, the big question is, how do we take care of our mental health as women? Maybe some practical steps. What are some things? Because you spoke about how we often advance, like we pray and we like, and I was like that for many years. I'm like, God must just, like, can God not see? I'm so desperate for change and I pray, but, you know, I expect that magically I'd wake up and I won't have any of my baggage or hang-ups or whatever, but that's not how it works. So what are some of the practical things a woman can do to take care of their mental health, accept themselves, be honest with themselves, etc.?
Yeah, the most important key thing that I think we are still battling with it, it's we need to normalize having a therapist
as
a woman.
Yeah.
So let's normalize it, because I must say, a lot of people, even when they are referred, you get a referral, the person is there, you know, this woman will not even know why are they there, or even have an idea. What does it mean to go and see a clinical psychologist for that matter? That will also raise flags that, you know, we need to do a lot of mental health awareness, the importance of having a therapist. So that's where we ought to all start there.
Yeah.
Because we know our lives not only start here. We've got childhood. We started somewhere. So some of the things that we are facing as challenges now are childhood related.
Yes.
So you can imagine, even if we can say, for example, we've got practical methods where we say we'll encourage you to have a journal, you know, where you journal your gratitude, journal things that you would like to see in your life, doing, achieving your goals and all that. That is another part of you, which is part of self-actualization, which is normal for every human being to self-actualize and achieve certain things in life. But now when we talk about the self, this involves an inner journey. It's an inside job. Hence, there is no one who can do it for you.
Yes.
Whether you are married or in a relationship, the partner, the husband can never do this job for you, can never walk this journey for you.
Yeah.
Hence, it's very important to normalize having a therapist, because that is where you have an opportunity, a space to be yourself and work on yourself.
Yeah, and I think I just want to interject there and say, what's nice about therapy is that it's someone that's neutral, because you talk to family, and let's say you talk about an attitude you have towards your husband, your family are most likely going to say, yeah, I know, he sucks. Like, they're going to agree with you. They're going to maybe pander to your emotions. So to have someone neutral who can look at it holistically without any agenda is very important.
Definitely, because remember, there's also a lot of decisions that we need to take in life.
Yeah.
So having a therapist as well is one of the processes that, you know, make it easy. You know, you've got a neutral advisor as well there.
Yes.
To say this is what will work based on where you are. Because, yeah, you know, most of the time, most of the people, they end up in therapy because I hit the wall. But before you get to that point, it means there have been small things that have been coming up. But, you know, we just brush it under the carpet. Yeah. So it's very important to normalize having someone who's there for you. Yes, yeah, we know our partners are there, our husbands are there, our friends are there. But you need to have somebody who will carry you through this personal journey.
Yeah.
Because you're not only going to be experiencing your own issues, but the danger of not working on yourself is that if you are working in a certain environment, you are exposed to other people as well.
Yes.
So relationships are playing out there as well. So yeah, there's going to be constant triggers. Mm. There's going to be constant crossing of boundaries as well.
Yeah.
So are you going to move from one employer to the next? Because that's another thing as well. The moment you pick up a pattern that you never take more than 2 years or 3 years or some even less than a year, you jump from one employer to the next.
Mm.
All the time you're saying it's not a good environment. Have you ever taken that moment to stop and ask yourself, what is it in me that is struggling to cope with authority, for example?
Yeah,
you know, you get people who get employed and they want to be supervisors. So you need to be aware of the trends. This is the second one. You need to be aware of the trends, the characters, that the patterns that plays out in your lifestyle, in your relationship.
Yeah.
If somebody gives you feedback to say, whenever I try to talk to you, for example, you're quick to respond.
Yeah.
Don't take it personally. If it's a pattern of feedback that you get from all the relationship, or even if it's an interaction with your friends, you take that as positive feedback to say, okay, this is not the first time this is coming up.
Yeah.
Then you work on it. What is it in me?
Yes.
That makes me respond in that particular manner. Like I said, you're not only just an adult or whatever stage that you are now. You started from childhood. Where did you learn that? What is it that you can do to try and work on it and become a better person? Because we know that as human beings, we are in constant communication and relation towards each other. We are constantly communicating with the environment. No man is in isolation.
Yeah.
So hence, it's very important that you establish the patterns that are repetitive and that are dysfunctional.
Yeah.
If you've been a person that has been married a couple of times, we've got people who, you know, you've been divorcing and divorcing and divorcing.
Yeah.
You cannot, you know, and there will be somebody who's been divorced 4 times, for example, and they say it's been them.
Yeah.
It's a pattern. Exactly. Let's review patterns, because patterns don't play out. It means there is a certain character in you that is built up in that way.
Yeah.
And if it's something that is construed as negative by other people, isn't it that a flag to say it's time that you work on yourself? So let's normalize having therapists. Let's normalize also being aware of the patterns that are repetitive and are deemed as dysfunctional, so that you are able to check what is it that in me that is playing out, and it portrays you as someone who's not understanding, you know, somebody who's toxic, because that is the normal word that is being used, that this one is, she's dramatic, she's toxic. But then when we say toxic, what do we mean? That's where you'll find all these kind of patterns being mentioned. He's a bully, for example. When you say he's a bully, what is it that he does? There will be certain patterns that are being mentioned there. So, but it's only when we move to a point of self-awareness. This is the third one.
Yeah,
self-awareness is very, very, very important.
Yeah.
There are people who just go through life, go through relationship, and they lack self-awareness.
Mm, man.
They will do something to you, and you give them feedback to express, I'm not happy about this. It's like, if you're not happy about it, then sort it out yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they're not even aware of their emotions.
Yeah.
This is how they behave towards other yeah. people. This is how they manage things. This is how they take they make decisions.
Yeah.
You know, hence we've got people who are managers, so people who are directors, and they can't even lead anyone.
Yeah.
And it's not because they are not good at their job. They are very good. Because remember, there's a difference between intelligence and social skills.
Yeah.
Those are two different things. You can be intelligent but lack social skills, which means you are not going to be productive.
Yeah.
You can be a leader, have all the skills, but who are you going to lead? Because
yeah.
to lead people, you need social skills as well.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, Dr. Mashaba, you, I can see all the comments still coming in. People just absolutely love everything you're having to say. And like I said, I will make this available on podcast. You're going to say goodbye in a moment to her as we continue with our days. But thank you just for your encouragement and just for just reminding us about self-awareness and that none of us are immune and there is no shame in going to therapy and actually asking for help. Actually, it shows strength to actually be self-aware enough to go and say, I need help and I want to grow.
Impact 103.
So we are at the end of this conversation with the amazing Dr. Malebo Mashaba. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. I'm going to send her details to those asking on WhatsApp. But if you just want to contact her or contact the business, remember it's Rishile Health Solutions and the email's info@Rishile. So it's Rixile. healthgroup.co.za, or you can contact the landline 012-004-1418, or you can contact her on WhatsApp 072-544-1028. But I will send you those details if you want it. But thank you for the work that you're doing. We need far more people talking very, very openly about mental health, and I love how you just want to remove that stigma. It was funny. So my children were asking me when I went to the psychiatrist or went to the psychologist, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I want to kind of conceal what I'm really doing because I don't want to have to explain. And then I was like, you know what? Because I want them to also have a good attitude towards mental health. So I'm like, I'm going to a doctor that helps with my brain because I think what I've also read in research is that like brain health is so important as well.
That's true.
You know, we go to a GP for a checkup, but we don't think about our brain health.
But also remember, when it comes to mental health, you're never too young or never too old to go and see a therapist.
Yeah.
Actually, what we do, we encourage as young as 13.
Yeah.
For a child to start seeing a therapist if they need one.
Yeah.
Normalize it, because remember also with rising cases of bullying in our schools.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mental health issues that comes with that.
Yeah.
That if your child internalizes all those things, because that's what they do, they will just internalize all the emotional baggage, and they later you'll just see with the development mental regressions. For example, you get reports from school that they are suddenly aggressive, and you know it's not something that just starts.
Yeah.
So you're never too young, never too old to have a therapist.
Yeah.
Meaning that you matter most.
Yeah,
your mental health is very important. And remember, your journey can never be similar to someone else's journey. Our mental health journey is going to be completely different because our experiences of life as well are different. We are born from different families as well. So the fact that you are a unique person, it means all things concerning your life are going to be different. So never expect that your healing journey as well is going to be the same.
Yeah.
If someone is not seeing a therapist, it doesn't mean you seeing a therapist, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to kind of wrap it up by saying what you said, which is don't wait until you hit a wall. Don't wait until everything falls apart before going to therapy, because then it's a lot harder and there's a lot more to work through.
Yeah.
It's not just for people who are completely like beyond, you know, like lives falling apart. Like if you feel like there's some things that you want to work through, things that you want to face, go and see a therapist. Rather just get into that habit of working on it and being self-aware.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Malebo Mashaba. You are amazing, and we will share that podcast link. I hope that the rest of you have a great day further. That is all from me, Charlene, this Tuesday morning. Have a beautiful day.